For the last several weeks, I've been telling you about the 50th anniversary season at Tokati Golf Club. We just had a scintillating British Open. And incredibly, because of the Olympics, a week from Thursday, the PGA Championship. He's the PGA Pro at Tokati. Learn all they've got going on online. Welcome in Dan King. Dan, always appreciate your time. How you doing?
Steve, pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So, I know obviously you play there. You've been getting out to play any tournaments. What's the state of your game these days?
Well, my game is a little rusty, I would say. This is the busy time of year for us golf pros, mostly. Probably speak for my peers as well. We got to kind of hang tough to the shop in July.
You actually have to do your job? You can't get out there and play?
There's actually work involved.
Wow. Didn't sign up for that. I think it was 3 years ago, I got to play with your eldest daughter, Ashley, in the Bilotti tournament. And her accuracy in these days, what's she up to?
Ashley got engaged, believe it or not.
Nice.
Steve. Yeah, I'm trying to talk her out of it. She's down in Anaheim. She actually had season tickets to the Ducks this year. Anaheim.
Oh, a hockey fan.
Yeah, now I've got to learn hockey. Her fiance played for the club team at Arizona State.
They're really good.
So he's a hockey guy.
No, they've got a really good reputation. The Sun Devils are really, really good. We continue with Dan King, Tokati Golf Club. So as a high-level player, you look at Mickelson this week. He shoots his best round ever in a major for the first round. Then his second round, his second best in a major, a 65. Yet he loses by three. The level of frustration there, I'd imagine, is pretty severe. But as a high-level player, do you just have to doff your cap and say, hey, you were a little bit better?
Yeah, and I think Phil did that. I think I remember, Steve, when I graduated from high school in 1977, and I had, was getting a college scholarship to a JC, and I was into golf. And I remember watching Nicholas Watson. And I believe Watson had beaten Jack in the Open earlier in the year. But, Nicholas was everybody's favorite.
Right.
Everybody was rooting for Jack. And that's the thing that was similar to me in this event. And I talked to a lot of people. Of course, I was working. I was probably terrible at customer service yesterday because I was glued. But everybody was rooting for Phil, right? I mean, Americans anyway.
Sure.
But we didn't really have anything against Henrik Stenson at all. And that was the same thing in 1977. We wanted Nicholas bad, but we really didn't have anything bad to say about Watson. And so, to me, that was the similarity between the two.
With the win by Stenson at his age 40, I mean, he joins guys recently. Darren Clark won his first slam event in his 40s. And while it might seem obvious, but for a guy like that who's had a terrific career to forever be introduced as a British Open champ, I mean, that's pretty cool for a guy like that.
I agree. It was classy in every sense of the word. And the British Open, kind of represents that class. And I thought Henrik Stenson was a great champion. I do.
Yeah, I guess you shoot like that on the last day going toe-to-toe with a Hall of Famer. That's not so bad. I want to get to all that's happening at Tokati to note this 50th anniversary of that terrific track. You guys went all out that first Friday in July, a huge event, all kinds of things going on. What kind of a celebration was that?
It was pretty neat, Steve. I mean, the whole community came out. I had cars parked, and you've been here
right
a number of times, all the way out to 3 Green, and that's just right at the corner as you come in the gate. So, I mean, we had the fireworks were better than expected. We set them up at the 150-yard mark in the middle of the range, so you could be sitting on your tailgate, which a number of people did, in the parking lot, just chilling, watching the fireworks. We had live music. And the whole community, non-golfers as well as golfers came out. And it was just a wonderful celebration for this creation that Nat Justina thought up. And it was it way better than I could imagine.
Talking with Dan King, PGA Pro at Tokatee Golf Club, celebrating the 50th. And while many of us are familiar with the course, for folks who are new to the area, maybe like to golf and haven't made it out there, and they asked, so what's so unique and special about Tokatee? How would you respond to that?
Oh, there's so many things, and the experience itself, once you get here, you realize that it's more than the golf. The hashtag, you know, now that we're into the modern technology and you got Twitter and Facebook and all that, and worth the drive.
Yeah.
Because that's the start of it. I mean, you start coming up the McKenzie River Drive, and I don't care if you're coming over from Bend and you're going over the Santa Ana Pass, which is fairly beautiful in itself, but coming up the McKenzie River from the Eugene area, and then to pull in, and it's kind of like the, you know, you talk about the 3 mile drive at Pebble or the Magnolia Lane at Augusta. You got our, you know, Tokatee's got their little drive in, and you see this expanse that shouldn't be there. You would expect nothing but trees, and that's the first part about Tokatee. Then you pull up in the parking lot, and the three sisters are staring at you right in the face: Hope, Faith, and Charity. You pull in, and the beauty of Tokatee is people are so anxious to play. Once they get here, it's hard to calm them down.
Now, obviously, everything related to getting out and playing around a golf there is spectacular. But in recent years, you guys have really expanded the net. I mean, the aesthetics there kind of lends itself out in McKenzie Bridge. For folks who are planning events, weddings, outings, I mean, what kind of accommodations do you offer?
Well, we do, Steve. We're just kind of still a little secret. I don't think we count that as a major part of our business, but we've had a number of weddings up here that people don't want to get married on a golf course, and it's quaint and it's unique and it's different, and it's not really set up as in terms of a wedding venue, but it's certainly the weddings that we've had here have been memorable and unbelievable. And in fact, my daughter was engaged earlier, and they're planning their wedding up here.
Nice.
And so we have a pavilion. It used to be the old pro shop. So when they built the new pro shop, and I think it was 91, 90, 91, 92, they poured a pad up on the other side of the parking lot, up in the woods a little bit, and we lifted the old pro shop, and we now have a pavilion or a place where we cater to large tournaments or weddings or corporate outings, things like that. And we have a full catering department where we can feed you. And then, of course, the golf course itself has been spectacular the last 4 or 5 years. It's been really stunning.
You know, with around here, and obviously where we are, more west, you look at the weather, is it raining enough? And, you know, I was out about 4 weeks ago, and just the job that your greenskeepers and your people do, I mean, the course is really in tip-top shape.
I appreciate that, Steve. I was listening to you earlier, and you were talking about the gloom and doom in the news and the gloom and doom outside, and I thought, oh, wait till Steve calls me. I'm going to tell him about the blue sky at Tokatee right now. The sun is shining up here.
Yeah, that seems to happen a lot. I don't know if the Justinas have any kind of special pull, but when you get out there. Final thought here, just once again, we'll call it a radio reset for folks who, you know, fairly rarely get out there, or a lot of the new people to the area, for the rest of the summer and, you know, into autumn. What could the folks look forward to out at Tokatee?
Well, we're gonna celebrate our 50th all year long, Steve. So we'll be coming up with things throughout the year. We've got already a ton of people, you know, planned their outings ahead of time and have scheduled their groups out. But what you're gonna get is golf at its finest, just like it says.
All right, and obviously folks could learn everything, make tee times, learn all you got going, Tokatee.com. Hey, Dan, it's finally nice to catch up with you on the radio. Obviously, it was great to see you when we came out, and certainly look forward to getting out there another time this summer. Always appreciate your time, and please say hello to everybody back at Tokatee.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you.
All right, have a good one.